And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Breaker production of Fortis Institute. Joy Reid, she's in the news again. Apparently, she thinks white people can't originally invent anything and have to steal everything from black people, including apparently country music. She made these comments on a podcast literally titled "How Mediocre White Men and Their Fragility Are Destroying America." President Trump is taking a flamethrower to the woke infection rotting our museums, specifically calling out the Smithsonian for being out of control. He's ordering the same process used to gut DEI from universities be applied to museums that have turned from celebrating American achievement into self-flagellation centers. The NFL has been doubling down on virtue signaling while everyone else is running away from it. For a sixth straight season, they'll paint "End Racism and Stop Hate" in the end zones, because obviously nothing fights racism like empty slogans while you're watching millionaires play a game. Speaking of woke casualties, ESPN just spiked Spike Lee's Colin Kaepernick documentary over creative differences. Translation, even ESPN couldn't stomach whatever victim narrative Kaepernick was peddling this time. They started production in 2022, promising a full first-person account of the quarterback who chose activism over athletics. Now it's dead, and Lee can't even talk about it due to the NDAs. California Governor Gavin Newsom has just picked a fight with Trump's DHS and lost. An illegal immigrant driving with a California-issued commercial license, as we've all heard and seen, killed three Americans making that illegal U-turn in Florida. Newsom's team tried to blame Trump because the man entered illegally in 2018, but the DHS assistant secretary dropped the receipts. Trump's administration denied the man's work authorization in 2020. Biden approved it in 2021, and that's when California gave him the license to drive an 80,000-pound death machine. Three Americans are dead because California insists on being a sanctuary for people who shouldn't be here. Americans are terrified that AI is about to make them obsolete, with 71% fearing permanent job displacement, according to new polling. And they're right to worry, not because robots are taking over, but because our leaders are more interested in regulating your pronouns than preparing the workforce for technological change. While China races ahead in AI development, we're arguing about whether ChatGPT uses enough diverse training data. The same poll shows 77% worry AI will create political chaos through deepfakes. Given that our media already manufactures enough fake narratives without artificial help, that ship has long sailed. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News, and I would appreciate if you did so, on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.